Also ich bitte nun den Professor Parashek um seinen Beitrag, der lautet: Ein Mann.
This horse. A man who is used by God.
Greetings, dear brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us, without regard to age, is looking for praise for their work and behavior throughout their lives. Praise from our brothers or sisters is important, but the most important praise is the one that comes from our Lord, because this means victory and a prize. Psalms 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Greetings, dear brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every one of us, without regard to age, is looking for praise for their work and behavior throughout their lives. Sorry, brethren. Every period of the Church's development ends with such assurance to the victims of the period in which they are living. It is written, Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. The basis of these considerations are found in the words of our Lord, spoken to the good servant from the parable of the talents, as recorded in Matthew 25:21. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Our Lord's words to the servant cover the following 3 points. Our future life, 1. Our future life is a consequence of how we are living now. 2. We, in the future, will be tools which the Lord will use. 3. Our blessing in the Lord will be through our participation in his joy. We read in 1 Corinthians 2:9, Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Let us consider what we should be doing so as to earn the title, a man used by God. We have several examples of men used by God from the Old Testament. 1. Genesis 6:9. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Do we have a clear conscience in all matters of everyday life? And can we say that we are walking with God? Are we not afraid of the jeering and laughter caused by openly admitting faith in Jesus Christ? Certainly, this is what happened to Noah. The second example is the man Daniel. We read about him in the word of the Lord. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. In our baptism, we also have shown our decision to follow the Lord and not to give in to worldly temptations. How often we must remind ourselves of the danger of being defiled. God's help, similar to the help that Daniel received, is promised for us, Daniel 1:9. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Daniel 1:17. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Remember, whatever we do possess, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, we owe it to our Lord. Let not our talents give place in us to pride, because God opposes the proud. Daniel 1:20. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers. This is what God requires from us, that even now, in the smallest matters of life, we display proper conduct, full of gentleness and godly wisdom, with an understanding of future things, we stand above our fellow men. Let us consider how Daniel behaved when his life was endangered because the king wanted to know the meaning of his dream. Daniel 2:17 and 18. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel should not perish. We are not alone in our chosen path. We can support one another, asking blessings of the Lord, with our hearts open before him. Let us look into the Word of God to see what characteristics a man must possess if, in the future, God would use him to accomplish his plan. Characteristic number one, one goal in life only. The best example, I think, is the life of the Apostle Paul, who said, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted for loss for Christ." Is your life also marked by drawing closer to Christ? Do everything without any doubt, because as James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James 1:7 and 8. Characteristic number two, complete submission to the Lord. As clay is subjected to the potter, a sick person to his doctor, a soldier to his commander, so are we fully subjected to our Lord. When from your life your ego or self disappears, you will start noticing great progress. Let us not depend on human wisdom, but we have the wisdom of God at our disposal. The Apostle Paul, who gave his all, encourages us through his letter to the Colossians. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Colossians 3:5. Did you, dear brethren, say yes to the Lord and no to yourself? Do we remember the words of our Lord? For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. John 12:49. Characteristic number three, prayerful in warfare. Prayer is an indispensable element of our spiritual life and also indicates the level of our spirituality. Through the power of prayer, we can receive help, blessings, and direction in the choices we make in life. Our Lord, who spent entire nights in prayer, is our example. He was in continual communion with his Father. Are we also in like manner concerned with our salvation? Do we say that we are walking in the footsteps of our Lord? Do we, in the daily chaos, hear the Lord's answer to prayer? There is no answer. Do we again kneel and implore the Lord? The Apostle Paul also appreciated the power of prayer when he asked the Thessalonians for prayer on his behalf. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Characteristic number 4. Diligently study the word of God. God's word contains his will regarding us. If we would like to be used by God in his kingdom, then his word must be actively living in our lives. This is what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." 2 Timothy 3:15, 17. Let us use the word of God properly, avoiding common and empty talk. Do not get involved in arguments or doting about words. In all situations, let us strive to have the support of God's word, because this is how Jesus resisted Satan in the desert, as is written. Matthew 4:10. Characteristic number 5. Be a servant, not a master. The Lord Jesus desired to teach us the principles that we should use throughout our lives. He gave us an example when he washed the apostles' feet. "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." Verse 11. "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." John 13:15-17. We should remember that we will benefit most if we take on the position of a servant. We want to serve in very great things, but often God tests us in very small things. If we serve in the wrong way, then in the future it will be impossible for our Lord to involve us in his work in the kingdom. Let us try to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. One of the goals of our service is to create unity. This is what the Apostle Paul encouraged in 1 Corinthians 1:10. "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Unity is possible if we do not think ourselves to be more important than others. Philippians 2:3. "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Then we will notice the needs of our brother or sister, which in turn will give us an opportunity to serve." Characteristic number 6. Having a living message for mankind. Remember that our Lord gave his life for all mankind. This includes those who defame and test us. This message to the world is not only through preaching, but most of all our lives, which are being carefully observed. Thank you. 1 Peter 2:12. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Characteristic number 6, expecting spiritual achievements. In many areas of life, everyday life, we evaluate our performance. We should also do this in the spiritual sense. Do we see results stemming from our increased understanding of God's Word and a change in our character? Perhaps we are not making much progress and are stuck at a certain state. This is not encouraged by the Apostle Paul, Hebrews 5:11-12, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when, for a time, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. It is easier to see what is lacking in other brethren. The Word of God, however, encourages us to look at each other in order to provoke unto love and to good works, Hebrews 10:24. Remember that while we are still alive, there is still spiritual progress to be made. Our walk is compared to the pursuit of an athlete who understands that he has already achieved something, but has not yet reached his goal. The Apostle Paul speaks of his life in this way, Philippians 3:12-14. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Characteristic number 8. Being clad with the power from above. Jesus, prior to his departure, assured his disciples that they will be endued with power from on high, Luke 24:49. Let us not depend upon our own strength and abilities. With all his highly educated background, the Apostle Paul still followed the Lord's promises exactly. He knew what the source of his strength was, the Lord's, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Also, 2 Corinthians 3:4-5. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. In summary, let us look at the barriers which may detain us on our path of consecration. Barrier number 1, I am too young. Our adversary is only waiting for such a thought to arise in the heart of a young person. The earlier we start the work on our own character, the less we will have to correct. Apostle Paul encourages young Timothy with the following words, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. 1 Timothy 4:12. Barrier number 2. I am not a good speaker. I am too shy to participate in meetings or to have fellowship. Moses spoke similarly unto the Lord. O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore Not since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Exodus 4:10. Barrier number 3. I am weak and lack strength to fight against him. You depend too much upon your own abilities and on human wisdom. You live by the rules of this world. It is good if we admit that we are weak. This means that all earthly ways have proven to be disappointing. All that is left is to take advantage of the strength which God provides. This is what David did when he faced the unmatchable battle with Goliath. Psalms 89:20-22. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. Barrier number 4. I judge others by their appearance. This is the misconception that Samuel made when he was to anoint a son of Jesse to be a king. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. The man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel 1:16-17. Let us overcome these obstacles and discover the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. 1 Peter 3:4. Barrier number 5. I have insufficient material possessions. I am neither appreciated nor understood. This clearly is no barrier. This is a situation our Lord found himself in at the time of his first advent. Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Our Lord Jesus often had to move from place to place, fleeing for his life. He came in the name of his Father and had difficulty being understood. Our Lord achieved victory and is able to help those who desire to run for their inheritance. Hebrews 2:18. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted. Let us then overcome all obstacles that we encounter. Remember, his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. 2 Peter 1:3. I wish you all to hear those most wonderful words from our Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 15. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks with integrity and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He does not slander with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord. He swears to his own hurt and does not change. He does not put out his money at interest, nor does he take the bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Amen.
We thank the brother for his discourse. His thoughts have shown us that we have to do everything to walk the good way. We should do this. We should. And the discourse also showed us that, and they spoke also from only who is the way of truth, as goes to the end, can reach the goal. Now the hymn and prayer.